I'll do that. All right. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clear.
Okay. I just wanted to check if the volume on my side is fine.
Fine, Mr. Thring, it's fine.
Okay.
The volume is fine.
Yeah. I think because we are, time is 3, I will then ask Andre, I do see 42 connections.
Yes.
And I was actually thinking it will be important to be able to actually get our committee members, as we are joined, to see if ever the majority has been connected.
Okay. Chair, if I may, Chair, from the NA side, the majority is connected. We have 10 members connected. We're just waiting for one member, but 10 members have been connected. May I ask that the Select Committee Secretary confirm the attendance of the Select Committee, Chair?
Okay, please.
Hi, Maria? Chair. This is Maria. I'm from the Select Committee on Trade. Of our members, we've got 5 who are currently connected, including our chairperson, Mr. Mandla Hai.
Okay. So we have the majority to be able to consider progressing in the meeting.
Yes, Chair.
Yes, and the Select Committee curates as well, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let's actually then check who's connected, because if we have the majority, I'm not sure if ever we still have to check who's in, but I think for those members that are present, it may be helpful just to actually get a sense of who's here, even if we have a quorum. I think it will be courtesy just to hear who are here. We can call them out and they can actually respond, then we can get to start our meeting.
Do you want me to call the names, Chair, and then they'll respond?
Please.
Okay. Mutahul? Ms. Mutahul, just indicate if you're present.
Press your mic and speak.
Ms. Mutahul? Let's continue, Mr. Thring.
Present.
Ms. Muwatse?
Present.
Ms. Hermans?
Present.
Ms. Yaku?
Present.
Mr. Cuthbert?
Present.
Mr. McPherson?
Present.
Mr. Mbuyani? Mr. Mumbayani? Ms. Mantash, Chair? Ms. Mantash?
I am present.
Present. Mr. Mumbayani?
Okay, I've seen that he's connected, but
yeah, they are connected, Chair.
Yes.
Yeah. Both Mutahun and they are connected, Chair.
Okay, can we take the Select Committee members?
Hello, thank you, thank you, Chair. We've got Mr. Hai, who's the chairperson of the committee.
Yeah.
We've got Mr. Moy Mang.
Good thing.
We've got Mr. Lansman. Mr. Lansman. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
We've got Mr. Lunt.
Correct, I'm here.
We've got Ms. Boshoff.
Good afternoon.
And then we've got Mr. Brotaseth. So in total, we've got 6 members from the Select Committee and staff. With one apology from Ms. Mashodi.
Okay. Thank you very much. Can we then proceed, co-chairperson Hai? We would actually then be starting. One was actually hoping that we would actually then be able to just share some responsibility. I'll do the first part, and then maybe you can actually deal with the second one. I think largely, in terms of our discussion on the...
Your mic is off, Chair.
Chair, your mic is off, Chair.
Unmute.
Chair, you need to unmute.
Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
There's someone, I don't know who mute it when I'm still speaking. I have unmuted. So let me just say, co-chairperson, I thought I can actually just start and open the meeting. And I would actually invite you as well to actually come after the introductory part. Further, I think what might be actually quite important that we are actually able to make sure that issues that relate to the support team, we haven't acknowledged them, the secretariat on both committees. I am aware as well that there are other South Africans listening in, and there is media that would actually be supporting us to ensure that there's further communication. Allow me to welcome all members of the committee from joint committees in terms of select committee and portfolio committee. This is our first meeting since the declaration of the national state of disaster by the president and the subsequent enforcement of the lockdown. We appreciate the decisive and responsible manner in which government led by the president continues to provide leadership in the fight against COVID-19. The good leadership provided by government has also been recognized globally by the World Health Organization. However, we should not be complacent. The fight continues. We emphasize the call by government for all South Africans to stay at home and go out only when necessary or with the required permits, and wear face masks, continuously sanitize their hands, and maintain the social distance. As members of parliament, we should continue with our oversight role on the executive in fighting the COVID-19, as well as to be the eyes and ears and voice of our people during this national state of disaster. The purpose of today's joint meeting is to engage the Minister of Trade and Industry to understand the short-term corona-related measures that his department has put in place to curb the spread of the virus, as well as unpack medium to long-term measures to mitigate the impact on the economy and to support the recovery of the economy post the pandemic. Furthermore, to engage on the implementation of these measures thus far. We have asked the minister to cover the measures outlined in the recent published regulations, as well as those who are being considered as part of the different levels of the lockdown, and to facilitate recovery of the economy post-lockdown. In particular, measures to support or stimulate the manufacturing sector, but also to support distressed business and over-indebted consumers. I have also been aware of a number of issues that affected the Trade and Industry Portfolio Committee, including the opening of the economy at full capacity and the impact of economic recovery, the manufacturing sector, and on employment levels. The other point is the impact of the curfew on business operation. Further, the preference of measures to curb unfair pricing. The other point, production and availability of person protective equipment to enable the reopening of business. Further, the opening of trade in e-commerce. The other point is the debate around the possible lifting of the ban on tobacco at level 4. And the final point, the continued ban on the sale and export of alcoholic beverages. While these are all important matters to be addressed, this may not be the most appropriate platform to address all of these, but we will be guided by the Minister, Minister Patel, in this regard. Also, the Minister may highlight cross-cutting issues within the economic cluster as they affect and are linked to the Department of Trade and Industry and Trade, Industry and Competition, in particular issues relating to tourism and small business. There are issues which one wants to raise after this introductory part, which actually has to do with the rules. Going through them is just that the rules of the National Assembly remains in operation and are supplemented by the rules of the virtual meeting in terms of the National Assembly Rule 6. The virtual meeting, the chairperson of the committee shall have all the powers as provided in the current rules. Given the limited time available, we propose that only members of the two committees are allowed to verbally ask questions. Any other member of parliament may do so in writing, submitted through the chat function or via email to the secretariat. I thought that would be important for us to explain, because that will actually assist us to deal with the issue. Allow me to welcome everyone who's a part of the meeting. I see the 63 connection. I would actually then ask my colleague, because there was actually communication we had earlier today, Honorable Hai, the communication we had in terms of the ministry. One was actually hoping that if you can be able to take us through that communication, Honorable Hai, and then we actually engage the portfolio and select committee in our joint sitting today to be able to take the process forward. Can I invite you, my co-chairperson?
Thank you very much, Honorable Ngosi, chairperson. As the chairperson was indicating with regard to the national disaster which was declared, the president from time to time would always speak on the developments and the progress that relate to the national disaster that has been declared. But then the minister of COCTA would come up then with the regulation. Those regulations would talk to what the affected departments would relate to those regulations. They would call them directives or direction that would be given by individual ministers. So every time the president would then say something with regard to the national disaster, then the minister of COCTA would come up with the regulations, and then the minister would see how then they implement those regulations in the form of directives. So that's what has been happening all along. So as we know, last Thursday, the president addressed the nation with regard to what is called a risk advanced strategy, money strategy on easing the lockdown. Then we were addressed on Saturday by the Minister of COCTA with regard to the regulation on the draft risk strategy. And that was a draft, and the public was invited then to make comments. So that process took place as from Sunday onwards. We have been informed, in fact, this has been happening with regard to other committees where the minister involved would from time to time have to leave to attend to the process of developing the directives that must be announced. So today we have been informed by the PLO of the minister that the president has asked the ministers to ensure, after having considered the proposal from the public and stakeholders, to finalize the regulations so that tomorrow those regulations can then be announced to the public at last. We try to engage with the PLO, with the minister through the PLO, that if it could be come and make the presentation, but it became difficult for the minister because he's been together with other ministers be involved in trying to finalize the regulations, as I was indicating, so that these regulations or directives can then be announced tomorrow to the public. So as a result, the minister then wrote a letter to both chairperson, indicating that he's unable to join the meeting this afternoon because of the challenge that I've expressed that has to do with the finalizing of the regulation or directives that will be announced tomorrow with regard to lockdown or the level four. So as to what is it that will be allowed in level four, so that the nation is aware exactly what are those things that they can do and things that they cannot do in level four. So the minister therefore is busy with that particular process. So there's in the letter itself, if maybe for the benefit of committee members, if I can just read it, Chair. Request to postpone joint meeting, Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry and Select Committee on Trade, Industry, Economic Development, Small Business Development, Public Works. I think there's a mistake there. Actually, it's Employment and Labor. I'm currently attending.
Honorable Chair, your mic has just gone off.
Maybe let me start from the beginning there.
Yeah. I also
there's a feedback from somebody called T. If you T, you can switch, you can mute your mic. So let me read the letter from the minister from the start. I understand my phone was off. I don't. Somebody is putting up now the letter. Somebody put up the letter. Let me rather read the letter than from the screen. Request to postpone joint meeting, Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, and Select Committee on Trade, Industry, Economic Development, Small Business Development, Employment and Labor. I'm currently attending a National COVID-19 Command Council NCC meeting chaired by President Ramaphosa. Following the meeting of a cabinet meeting will be held, and thereafter ministers have been asked to finalize the regulation issued in terms of the Disaster Management Act, which are for urgent gazetting to enable implementation from 12 midnight on 1st May 2020, when the country moves to level four of the risk-adjusted strategy. I have been asked to personally attend the virtual joint meeting of the Portfolio and Select Committee by the co-chairperson. In light of this request and the commitments related to the COVID-19 pandemic set out above, I respectfully request a postponement of the joint meeting. I will avail myself on Friday, 1st May 2020, from either the 7 to 9 a.m. or 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. to address the joint meeting. If the public announcement on the new regulation permit an earlier convening of the Joint Portfolio and Select Committee meeting, on the afternoon of Thursday, 30th April 2020. I will immediately advise the chairperson. Your consideration of this request will be appreciated. So in our discussion then as a co-chairperson, we decided that we should rather table this letter to the meeting so that, because it was a kind of, it would have been a short notice to cancel the meeting. So we thought that let's bring it to the attention of all the members of the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. I think what we thought might be helpful, the letter we have just written, we will actually then circulate to all the committee members. And secondly, I thought it will be important, Chairperson, to be able to actually agree that the committee, the joint committees, consider the communication that we have just received and actually take a decision on how we do the way forward. Because I think it's actually quite obvious that there are those challenges which we actually have got, but I thought it will be quite unfortunate if we actually communicate outside this meeting about developments to a point where maybe the committee may not be able to actually decide. So can I then open a chair, a co-chair, the meeting, yeah, just for the comment of members, because Chair? The reality, yes, Andre?
Chair, there is, yeah, four members that indicated they would like to respond. It's Mr. McPherson, Mr. Launt, three, Mr. Cuthbert, and Ms. Yaku.
Can I just say...
And please add Judy Hermans.
Only, can I just ask that
please
we...
Please add Hermans.
I will.
Can I just say those who actually will indicate who will speak, but I think all members of the committee have a right to say something after what you have just said. So the point is that, Andre, it's quite okay. Pick up those who have indicated. We will allow all the members to comment as they please. We will actually take a decision as the committee on the way forward from now henceforth with the information that is before us. Can I then actually just say the letter will be circulated to all the members as actually it was published. We are actually adjusting very well to the virtual part. It's a bit slow, but I think we're doing quite fine. Can I then ask, Andre, you will call out the list of those members who wanted to comment, but can I just say comment is good. We want the members of the committee, joint committees, to actually then take a decision on the way forward with the information that we have before us currently. We will actually allow that so that they don't just comment and not make suggestions. Andre, you can call the names. All the members of the committee have a right to say something on the issues we have put before the committee. But for those who have actually raised their hands, please ask them as you call out the name to be able to actually contribute. Co-chair, okay, is there any point you want to raise before we proceed inviting the members of the committee to actually respond to our presentation? Co-chairperson Khai?
Yeah, no, I think we must continue with the process that you've outlined.
Thank you very much. Can I then, Andre, if you can call out the name, invite the members to speak to us.
Chair, I will call out the name of Mr. McPherson. He has requested to ask a question, and then I'll call out members as they are finished the names. Mr. McPherson.
Yeah, can I just say you're calling Member McPherson?
Yeah.
He can make any comment, he can ask any question, and I'm just saying we would like to get them to actually indicate as well what's to be done moving forward. So I'm just saying we don't want to separate session. Members can comment, they can even ask questions, it's fine, but let's actually then agree that each member that speak will actually make full contribution, give us advice as well, ask the question, then we will conclude in terms of the way forward. McPherson, you're going to be the
Thank
first
you.
One. Andre will call the next one. The floor is yours.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I want to express my extreme disappointment and complete rejection of the letter that has been tabled before us today. We have moved this meeting around a number of times to suit Minister Patel's schedule and not ours. And to be informed at the last minute like this is a dereliction of his responsibilities to account to Parliament. To date, Minister Patel has dodged, ducked and dived any and all correspondence from myself as a member of the official opposition. I have tabled 13 pieces of communication to Minister Patel, ranging from highlighting serious issues to making very sensible and needed suggestions for him as the minister. And at not one time has he engaged in any of those pieces of communication. So to now come before us and say before the regulations are going to be submitted and announced that he is unable to engage with us is quite frankly a disgrace and should be rejected by every single person, because there has been now no parliamentary oversight from this committee on the inputs that will be made with respect to level four, which is cross-cutting and affects hundreds and thousands of people's lives and livelihoods and businesses. Minister Patel has had a free rein to say whatever he wants in NCC media briefings, but has not seen fit once to account to this body or any member of parliament. It is not acceptable. And I propose that this committee, whatever time that may be, even if it's at midnight tonight, that we convene this committee meeting for the minister to come and account and make his presentation and answer our questions. But to have this meeting after the regulations are published is not acceptable. It is a complete abrogation of our responsibilities as members of parliament to provide oversight of the executive, and we will be doing a massive disservice to the citizens of this country and the many thousands of people that are battling to keep their businesses open and to keep the millions of people that are employed by those businesses employed. It's a disgrace, and I reject it in its entirety.
What is your way forward?
My way forward is I'm prepared to sit here and wait for however long the minister takes to come and address this committee. If we need to wait for 5 hours, I'll wait for 5 hours. If he wants to come and address us at midnight, no problem. I have all the time of the day to wait for him. But there are millions of people that have no time left to wait. Their jobs are on the line and their businesses are on the line. They don't have time to wait. The minister needs to get serious and take this committee seriously.
So you're ready to wait till the 1st of May?
Not ready to wait till the 1st of May. I'm ready to wait until the end of this day for the minister to come and address this committee like he said he was going to do.
Okay. Can I just say we do have the next speaker. Andre, you can call the next speaker.
Mr. Long?
For McPherson, thank you very much for your comments.
Next Mr. one. Lund? Mr. Lund.
Okay. Do we have Mr. Lund? Okay, Andre, if ever they don't respond.
Can you hear me now, Chair?
Okay, Mr. Lund.
Wonderful. Okay. Honorable Khai, I'm addressing this to you as the chairperson of the Select Committee. We have taken a decision during the sixth parliament that we will not stand for ministers to disrespect parliament, disrespect the committee, specifically the Select Committee as well, by not attending these meetings. We have taken a committee resolution that is applicable to all ministers. Now, I fully agree with Honorable McPherson that as chairperson who already have the mandate of the committee, you should have said that this is not acceptable that we get shunted around by the minister. There's some very serious issues that needs to be discussed prior to the regulations being released. And I do think it was necessary that we have this meeting sooner rather than later. So I do support Honourable McPherson that we have that meeting and have that meeting before the regulations go, so that we don't have to run after and correct any mistakes that gets made. We have oversight now prior to it being released.
Forward as well. What's your way forward, Honourable Member?
Well, I want us to schedule the meeting as soon as possible, preferably before they gazette the regulations. So whether it's later today, whether it's very early tomorrow, but we need to have that meeting. And Honourable Khai, I do think that the committee resolution that we've taken in the past on how ministers act towards select committee, you as chairperson need to implement that, please.
Okay. Can I then take the next member? Thank you, Honourable Member. Who's the next one, Andre? I can't hear you.
Chairperson is Ms. Yaku.
Ms. Yaku?
Can you hear me now, Chair? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead, loud and clear.
I think personally, the Minister of Trade and Industry and Competition has actually been, you know, when you give somebody a long rope, we've given him a long rope, and I think he thinks that perhaps we don't care, perhaps we're not knowledgeable, perhaps we don't mind, but the fact of the matter is this committee should have
Honourable Yako, you cutting again? Yako? Honourable Yako? I'm not sure what's wrong. Honourable Yako? You cutting?
Chair, okay, I think we lost the chair.
Okay. Let's actually follow through then. Let's take the next one because it looks like there's actually a blockage. Can we
Chair?
Pick up on the next one?
Mr. Cuthbert.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I agree with my colleague, Mr. McPherson, that we are willing to wait until midnight for the Minister to appear before this committee. I think that it's an absolute shame that he has not appeared before this committee. I don't know if he's out busy chasing roast chickens down the road or whatever it is that he seems fit to do, but it seems as if he's abrogating his responsibility to not only this committee, but to the public. The public want answers around the regulations that are going to be promulgated. They want to have more clarity on the ambiguity surrounding these regulations. And I think it's totally unfair that the minister has gone and done this, specifically when we have tried to accommodate him in the best way possible by shifting the meeting around on several occasions before. So therefore, my proposed forward action, Chair, is to also say that we summon the chair, that we summon the minister to the meeting, and that there are strongly worded letters put together by yourself as well as the co-chair to tell him how we feel as a committee, because I don't feel as if we are being respected as a committee, Chairperson.
Can we take the next one, Andre?
Chairperson, Mrs. Hermans.
Thank you, Chair. I think we, as the Portfolio Committee of Trade, Industry and Competition, the Minister has not frivolously rejected the opportunity to come and report to this committee. He has taken this committee into confidence. He has stated his reasons, which is of national importance. I don't think we must take this as if the National CCC Committee is sitting just speaking to themselves. We know that there is broad consultation with all political parties and other stakeholders. And I think we need to give the minister the opportunity to conclude the work that he's been asked to perform by the president of this country in the NCCC. And I want to support his proposal for a meeting of the 1st of May, unless there is an opportunity for him to come before that time. So I think we must respect the work that's being done by the National Command Council. Thank you very much.
#COVID-19 Command Council.
Okay. Can I then ask the next one, Andre?
Chairperson, Ms. Mantashe.
Mantashe on the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I am also disappointed by the absence of the minister, but according to his letter, he sets an alternate date so that he can accommodate this committee, because he proposes that if space there happens for the 30th, which is tomorrow, he's prepared to come. I am worried about how we are attacking this minister, who is giving us an alternative date, the 30th. I don't know why is this fast, as if he has in the past undermined this committee, which he has never done. Instead, I think with this slot that we have here, Chair, want to applaud the work that the executive is doing. And we hope that the minister will come see us tomorrow. We must grant him that opportunity to go and finalize the national task that has been given to him. That's where I'm going to call the chair for now.
The next thank one. Thank you. Thank you, Mantashe. What's the next one?
Chairperson, the next one is Mr. Brautesich.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair. Chair, this is a extremely cynical. Do you have Chair?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I think there might be just interruption from the other side.
No, that's fine. My camera is on when it gets around to it. Chair, this is a very cynical move by the minister. Members may be aware that it has been announced that at 6 o'clock this evening, there's going to be a national broadcast about the lockdown regulations to be in place under level 4. It is very interesting that the minister has decided at 2 o'clock or shortly before 2 o'clock that he's not going to attend this meeting, knowing full well that he will not be able to, he will not then have to consult with this committee before he addresses the nation on the lockdown regulations. Now that, Chair, makes a complete mockery of the consultative parliamentary process, which I must remind all members is guaranteed in the Constitution. And so now the minister is offering us a meeting on Friday morning, which will be an acceptance of the fait accompli of the lockdown regulations. Therefore, we'll have no insight into those regulations and we'll have no comment on those regulations. And then finally, Chair, I would just like to remind the members and all the journalists watching and all South Africans who are watching this particular broadcast that we sit here as their representatives. So not only is this move by the minister an insult to Parliament and our constitutionally mandated duty, but it is also an insult to all South Africans, because we convey their concerns and their messages to the executive via these meetings. That is our job. And the idea today is that we were going to raise concerns and inputs and queries about the regulations to fine-tune them and refine them before they are presented to the nation. That has now been taken away from us. And the timing is absolutely perfect for the minister. It doesn't have to put up with our pesky interference before he gets up on the podium this evening. That is my comment. My solution going forward, Chair, is that clearly this meeting cannot continue right now. We don't even have the courtesy of having a deputy minister present who could represent the executive. We cannot continue with this meeting. And frankly, the minister has put us in a position where, although even if we do wait until 10 o'clock tonight or until 12 o'clock tonight or even tomorrow morning, the matter will be fait accompli. But I will, of course, be available for any meeting that this committee calls to give input, as I'm a representative of the people of South Africa. Thank you, Chair.
Andre, the next honourable member.
Chairperson, Mr. Thring.
I'm back.
Thank you, Chair. I think that representing the African Christian Democratic Party, we also want to express our extreme concern that the minister is not able to be present today. The agenda essentially was for the minister to present his paper, his discussion, his thoughts, the plans, draft regulations to this particular committee in terms of how we are going to rescue the economy with the serious challenges that our economy currently faces. I think we are all should all be aware that right now the economy is teetering on the brink. Junk status is already with us, and we have so many millions whose jobs are on the line. We have daily businesses coming to us asking for assistance, and even just ordinary people on the ground who don't know what to do, are not able to access their the unemployment and other measures that government has put in place. So I think that this particular meeting was crucial, Chair. As my previous colleagues have actually said, we have played around with some time to assist and to try to make it as convenient as possible for the minister, and then to drop this on us almost last minute is not acceptable. However, the fact that this meeting was about the presentation that the minister was to make to this particular committee now makes this particular meeting, it makes it moot. There's hardly anything for us now to discuss, because it was going to be surrounding the presentation that the minister was going to make. So I think, Chair, going forward, I agree that if we are able to get the minister to come and make a presentation as soon as is possible to this particular committee, so that we as members of parliament are able to carry out our duties as indicated within the Constitution of South Africa. We do not want to be in a place where we are accused of not taking our responsibilities in terms of the Constitution seriously. So while the meeting, I agree that we now have no option but to cancel this particular meeting, but we need to resume as soon as possible. And whether that is tonight, whether that is tomorrow, but as soon as the minister is possible. And I think waiting for another week or two is just not going to cut it in the light of the challenges that the country is facing as a nation. This meeting must resume ASAP. Thank you, Chair.
Andre, the Honourable next member.
Chairperson, Ms. Yaku is back online. Do we proceed with her or do we continue with the list, Chair?
Please, Yaku can be given opportunity. There was a technical glitch. Can we allow her to speak?
Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay, awesome. Basically, what I was trying to say is that as Department of Trade and Industry, we are the engine of South Africa's economy. We're the backbone of what makes business, what makes our economy function, and what drives us basically as a country to be able to move forward tomorrow and wake up and see that we are able to move on, we've got a future. And I think that
Honorable Yaku, okay. Andre, let's do the same. Let's move on to the next one.
Chairperson?
Yes.
Mr. Mulder is the next one.
Mr. Mulder? Honorable Mulder, can you hear me?
You hear me now? Thank you,
yes,
Chair.
Loud and clear.
Okay. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Andre. Representing the Freedom Front Plus, we are also extremely disappointed at the absence of Minister Patel. Although I recognize the fact that he has to appear before the National COVID-19 Command Council, it is quite clear to us that there's a miscommunication or a programming problem who's ever organizing these command meetings and the portfolio committee meetings, because it clearly clashed. We're just concerned that after 6 this evening, we're already not going to be able to contribute anymore, and it's opportunity missed. And this is creating a perception by the public that the oversight function of Parliament is not really doing very well at this stage. So the Freedom Front Plus is largely recognizing the balance that has to be, and the difficult decisions that the minister has to make in getting a balance between protecting the people's health and protecting the economy. But we largely disagree on the measurements that the minister has actually issued. So we're very concerned and disappointed. And like I said in conclusion, that we are concerned that it's already too late actually to have the minister here after 6 o'clock this evening. Thank you, Chair.
The next one, Larry.
Chairperson, Ms. Bossoff.
Ms. Bossoff.
Thank you very much and good afternoon. I have been covered by my colleagues, and it would appear as if everybody's on the same page with regard to Minister Patel's attitude towards both committees. The only person that seems to support him is Ms. Honourable Hermans, which makes me wonder why. If you, she says that he's taken the committees into his confidence, etc., etc. Well, I haven't seen anything on paper with regard to this. So if Honourable Hermans could expatiate and tell us where he has taken us into his confidence, it would be great. And then secondly, I'd like to state that respect goes both ways. If we have to respect the minister and be at his beck and call and accommodate him, I understand he's a minister, etc., etc., but then he must reach out to us as well. We also deserve the same respect we give him. As everybody said, the economy is on the brink of collapse. We are getting thousands of calls from businesses that are struggling, and we promised them that we would try and get back to them after the meeting with the Honourable Minister. Now we have to go back and say, we're very sorry, but we haven't got an answer to this and that question, because it must be directly sent through to the minister. And if you do, as my colleague, Honourable MacPherson said, send questions through, you just don't get an acknowledgement of receipt. And then this is clearly a position of blocking us in doing our oversight properly. And it would appear as if it had been his plan all along. So I would like to go back and second what Honourable MacPherson and Honourable Lawn said, that both chairs of both committees write to the minister and say, we do not accept the letter that he sent, and that before he goes on to national TV this evening at 6 o'clock or 1800 hours, he get back to us and address us, so that we can discuss the regulations that were sent through. And then lastly, there is no meeting tomorrow. It is only on Friday. Thank you.
The next member, Andre.
Chairperson, Mr. Mbuyani.
Okay, Mbuyani.
Andre.
Mbuyani, you're on the floor.
Andre, have you noted me?
Mbuyane.
Yes, I've noted you. Don't worry, I've noted you.
Yeah, let's actually, when we get to the end, if ever there's anyone skipped, we'll pick up on that. Same as Yako, because she keep disconnecting.
Yeah. Thank you.
Let's take Mbuyane, then we'll come back to you. I hear that, Yako. Mbuyane. Honorable Mbuyane. We can't get Mbuyane. Let's actually then get Yako. It looks like you're back again.
I don't know what's cutting me off, yeah. But basically, I'm just going to say one sentence before I get cut off again. We need to meet more often as the Department of Trade and Industry. We need to be serious about this committee. This committee is the backbone of our economy as South Africa. And I think the minister is taking us for granted because we've been too nice to him. I think we've allowed him to think that he's got complete reign over the economy without being without the oversight of Parliament. And I think that it can't be that he cannot come and address us as a committee. He cannot prioritize coming to the committee first and saying, this is what we're going to do, so that we are taken into confidence. And I think that when he comes to us, he needs to have a report that says each province, this is what we're going to do for each province. This is what we're going to prioritize for each province. This is where we're looking at for each province. These are the shortfalls for each province. And then see where we take it from there as members of parliament. It can't be that we say it's okay for you not to come now and address us and see if we agree with what you're saying or not. We should have met last week, we should have met this week, we should meet next week, and we should meet the week after, up until this pandemic is over, up until that we feel that the economy is in a stable condition, because at the moment we are looking at a crisis, and I don't think we're prioritizing the economy enough. I think we're glossing over the crisis that we're looking at in terms of businesses that are losing money, in terms of people that are poor, in terms of joblessness that we're looking at the moment. So I think we need to really, really prioritize this committee. And I plead with you, Chairperson, Honorable Ngosi, to look at what we can do to meet more often, to see where we can take this committee and where we can go in terms of oversight as a committee, and see what we do to look at how far we're going as South Africa in terms of our economy. Thank you.
Thank you, Yako Mohan. The next one, honorable member.
Mr. Dango.
Dango, floor is yours.
Chairperson, thank you very much. Chairperson, I think we should accept the minister's letter and the spirit that he wrote it. Another meeting that I was supposed to attend to today, the minister also withdrew to go to the command council. Now, the command council is, at times is called it at short notice, and I think ministers, and we should actually understand that the command council is taking us forward. I think it is very good for us to actually air our views in public, but if we're playing politics in public, I think we should also bear in mind the kind of negative perceptions that we're sending out to the world and to the public. I think we should support the minister and support the letter of the minister and get to a point where he can come back and he's offered a different date to accommodate him on that particular date, if we can, to take things matters forward. But I think as South Africans now, we need to move together jointly, in unity, and without playing politics. The days of playing politics in this crisis is gone.
The next honorable member, Andre.
Ms. Mwatse.
Mwatse, floor is yours. Mwatse.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson. Are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to welcome Grav to join the other members with the apology, the acceptance, accept the apology of the minister and support the proposal of the meeting for the coming dates, or maybe for tomorrow. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Next member, then Andre.
Mr. Lansman.
Lansman, Honorable Lansman. Lansman.
I'm just, thank you,
Honorable
Chairs from both committees. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, loud and clear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let me first appreciate both yourself and the other chairperson's effort of trying to get hold of the minister before time. The other part is we knew that there was a command center supposed to be both us and the minister. So in preparing for the next meeting, we must check both committees, because all others of us, we don't sit on one committee and we have problems of just saying Friday, because Friday we have a labor committee. So in future, when the minister arrange on such short notices, may please speak to yourself and all the other chairpersons in person, so that also the effort is there. But we do accept the minister's apology. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, honourable member.
Chairperson, Mr. Moyemang.
Moyema. Honourable member. Moyema, floor is yours. The Honourable Moyema. Okay, Andre doesn't seem to be someone responding. Can we pick up the next line one?
Ms. Yes, Chair. Ms. Mutahung.
Mutahung.
Hello.
Yes, Mutahung, on the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Let me also take this opportunity to join other members who are saying we should accept Minister's apology and support the proposal of the meeting that Minister is proposing. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable member following, Andre.
Chair, we will go back to see if we can get hold of Mr. Mbuyane.
Okay. Mbuyane, are you still on the system? Mbuyane, Honourable Mbuyane. Okay. No, it doesn't seem to be coming through, Mbuyane.
Mr. Moyemang? We try Mr. Moyemang again, Chair.
Moyemang.
Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, the letter from the minister clearly guide us in terms of understanding the ordinary and extraordinary situation within which we are operating. And extraordinary circumstances is a clarion call to all of us in exercising over us, our oversight over the executive, to be understanding in our approach. And to spend an hour discussing a letter of apology from the minister as if we do not appreciate the circumstances within which we are operating, it's a challenge. And my humble appeal to the chairs is that in future, a meeting must not just be called upon to come and discuss a letter of apology for an hour. Because by so doing, the sense that one gets is that the chairs are abdicating responsibility and leadership. Because the public will have a particular perception around us as public representative, as if we do not appreciate the circumstances within which we operate. So therefore, I second the proposal that says, let us allow the minister to come and make a presentation to the both select committee and portfolio committee on the date that he has identified. Thank you, Chairperson.
Is there any other member still, Andre? Your mic is off, Andre. Your mic.
Mr. Mbuyane.
Okay. Mbuyane, are you on? Mbuyane? We seem not to succeed to get him.
He sent a note on the chat, Chair.
Okay. Can you read the note?
He's waiting to speak. I don't know what's the challenge on his side, Chair.
Okay. I think because we have been calling him out, he may not be hearing us. Yeah. And on the chat, you should be able to say he's expected to talk to us and then we can see how we solve that. But it looks like on all the members that wanted to say something, there was actually access we created. I'm not sure if ever, maybe because I'll speak to my co-chair, I'm not sure if ever there's any issue you'd like to raise, co-chairperson Hai. Yeah. And then we'll try and actually then get the committee to help us conclude.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chairperson. I just want to clarify some of the mistakes on the part of members. This meeting was not called to discuss regulations and therefore input on the regulations. If you look at the agenda of the meeting, the purpose of this of the meeting, it could have been, it was arranged long even before the announcement of the lockdown. We didn't even know that there was going to be easing of the lockdown. But the meeting was basically called so that the minister brief us on the implication of the COVID-19 on the economy. It had nothing to do. It was a broad agenda that talks to it had nothing to do with regulation. So even those who are calling that if we have this meeting on the 1st, therefore, wouldn't have an input on the regulation. In fact, if the minister was to be here and not be part of the meeting that is discussing regulation, there would be no regulation that would be announced, and therefore there would be no regulation that would, those who are concerned then about the regulation with regard to the economy, if the minister was to be here and not be there, and then he would not be able to make an input in the meeting that is discussing this regulation. So I'm saying that let's not, we can have all other things about the non-attendance by the minister to this virtual meeting, but we should not use the issue of regulation as a reason why this meeting should continue, because regulation had nothing to do with this particular meeting. But also, the regulation, I think there are three, if not more, times that regulation have been announced without the input of Parliament. So therefore, regulation are not subject to the endorsement by Parliament, because already they've been announced so many times before. All that we're supposed to be doing is to make our executive to account on the implementation of those regulations, whether we had an input on them or no input of them. So I just wanted to clarify so that we don't make a mistake as if we were going to input on the regulation. We're not going to input on the regulation because this meeting was not called to discuss regulations. So those are the points that I wanted to make. And also to clarify those members from the NCOP that are saying that we have taken a resolution that on the issue of meeting. The issue of meetings from the point of view of the NCOP was that we were insisting as the NCOP select committee that when it comes to tabling of the annual performance plans and the annual report, we insist on the attendance by the minister, because those are the custodian, those documents are the custodian of the minister. So when some of the minister did not appear, we reported that to the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, and that those ministers, the chairperson then wrote to those ministers. In fact, the Honorable Patel has been consistent in attending the meeting. The meeting that he could not attend, I wrote directly to him complaining about that particular meeting. And he sent an apology in writing. So I don't think we should confuse the issues yet. So the issue, it is not the first time that a meeting is postponed when there's a challenge. This is a different circumstances. It is not a normal situation we're dealing with is something that we have never dealt with before in our lives, unless there are people that were born in 1918, because I'm told that another pandemic was in 1918. I doubt if there is anyone who's still alive who was an adult in 1918. So it's kind of a first of, so the situation is not normal. The meetings that the minister is attending to is a meeting that is going also to address, also to enhance even the presentation that he's going to update us on the regulation, which were not necessarily part of the issues that we were going to be discussing. So, Chair, I just wanted to clarify those issues. It's not that the minister is running away. There's a proposal, which is normal, even with other ministers. For example, I also chair a committee that is responsible for small businesses. We made an arrangement to have a meeting with the small businesses for Tuesday last week. But the minister, because she was also part of these processes around the COVID-19 and the effects of COVID-19 on economy. And then she asked for the postponement of the meeting. We agreed to that. In fact, we didn't even call a meeting just to table the fact that the minister was not available. As a chairperson, I, together with the chairperson of the portfolio, we understood the situation, and therefore we agreed to the postponement. The meeting took place yesterday. The minister could not stay long in the meeting because she was again involved in these processes of the regulation. Even there, we understood as a joint committee, and we allowed the minister to make a presentation. We ask questions, we release her, because the meeting started at 3, in fact at 4, and then we released her just after 5, together with the acting director general, who left the meeting at 5:30. A meeting that was meant to finish at 6. So we understand the situation that we're not here to protect the executive, but we understand what they are involved in currently. It's not something that is planned. Other issues like the APPs, the annual plans, the briefings, those things are planned. So therefore, the minister should know when to come and brief the meetings. Because the program of Parliament, first, it's in the framework of Parliament. They would know when to come and brief Parliament on what issues, so because it will be in the framework, and then committees themselves will then tease out then the specific with regard to. So it's a totally different situation. It's a normal situation, but now we're dealing with a situation that is abnormal, and therefore it was a short notice that we decided that let's bring it to the attention of the meeting. Otherwise, we could have taken this decision as both chairperson and postponed the meeting, because the meeting is just on Friday. It's not like it's a meeting that is next week or next year or next month, but it's only on coming Friday. But also for tomorrow, they are already arranged a meeting. For example, some of us in fact, the members of the select committee in this particular meeting will be part of the joint select committee and portfolio committee on transport tomorrow. So therefore, there's no possibility that the Minister of Trade and Industry then could come and brief. If we were to come, he would only brief the portfolio committee, which then would defeat the whole purpose of the joint meetings. So I just wanted to clarify those issues, in particular the issue of the regulation, that the meeting was not called for regulation. I just want to clarify that. It was called, the agenda is in front of you. We know the purpose of why the meeting was called. And the minister will be here on Friday to brief. There's the very things that we want the minister to respond to. He will be able to respond to on Friday. Thank you very much, Chair.
Let me just suggest then, through you, Co-Chair. Andre, is there any point?
Chair, yes. Mr. Mbuyani is available. If it's not, I can read his chat.
Read chat. So, can read chat.
Should I read this chat? He acknowledged the letter from the minister and apology by the minister. He wanted to propose a date for the next meeting and propose closure to the meeting.
Okay. Can I then say, co-chairperson, hi, thanks very much for the contribution. Let me actually suggest to the committee that one can summarize just to say the challenges will be there around the programming of meetings and engagement with the executive. There will be challenge, obviously, co-chair. From what you're saying, it's visible, it's obvious that challenge will be there. But secondly, we had actually a suggestion as well from member to say, can we have more regular engagement with our minister? I think I do actually agree to that. Let's actually try and have more regular engagement, because obviously you would find that we wouldn't be meeting with the minister every week. If ever we can have regular meetings, it will help a great deal to create more time for engagement. Let me just say it will be helpful to agree in terms of this meeting that it's a public meeting. And what we actually have spoken to as members of parliament, because there is media and everyone who's actually linking up, about 57 at this stage. And we can be able, Andre, through our administrations, to be able to actually have recorded specific questions which were raised by members to reach the minister today. I'm just saying that will be quite important. Is there any point you want to raise on that before I make a suggestion? Andre?
Chair, if I may, Chair, there's two proposals on the table made by members. So we need to look at those proposals going forward, Chair.
Yes. So I think the point which is quite important, I think, is that we should actually, because for all the members that have spoken, I think from my point of view, the minister will really want to actually get to respond to the issues that were raised by members, because I think he has a right to, and for members, we acknowledge, we know to those issues. The proposed date, it's Friday, the 1st of May. Although the difference, it's May, it's 7 to 9 or 9 to 11. So which means the committee members would have, because even those who have raised issues, they are on record, because this meeting is recorded, and they will actually be able to actually get some feedback. And I thought it will be good that we agree with the 1st of May, maybe look at 9 to 11 meeting. And for the minister, for all those who have made comments, I'm sure he'll have an opportunity to actually talk to those issues without actually having to respond to them, because obviously, there might be issues that, and they are, well, politically and personally, there are issues raised with him to comment on, which actually are quite important for members. So can I actually get a suggestion that the members can indicate for the 1st of May? Is it 7 to 9 or 9 to 11? That would be more convenient. Because obviously, I think all the issues raised with the minister will make sure that it gets to him. And we think he will actually be able, when we sit on the 1st of May, to be able to speak to that as the introductory part of his program so that he can give clarity. My co-chairperson also did assist a bit, because most of the issues raised, which might have been politicized or personalized, are about programming. And on my part, I say programming will be our headache moving forward. So can I actually then get from members if you can be able to proceed that way? And can I just caution to say, for members who would like to sit and wait for the minister, please do it closer to time on Friday. So you can actually then be doing it closer to time. So my suggestion will say maybe 9 to 11, maybe more appropriate. If we can proceed and agree as a joint committee chairperson, as co-chair, to say let's actually have the 1st of May, 9 to 11. Let's actually then get, because the minister will know what we spoke about today, and be able to get the minister to deal with that or respond to that, because it was him which was actually spoken to. Then we can be able to actually look at the entire program and the regularity of our engagement on how we can be able to roll it out in engaging and ensuring that we do our oversight as the portfolio committee and select committee. So can I actually maybe request that members actually give an indication with my suggestion? I am suggesting we meet 1st of May, 9 to 11, because I thought maybe that will be quite helpful. For today, we actually wanted to make sure that we sit in this meeting, and for those that we might have offended, to actually call a meeting when we have received a letter from the minister and not cancel the meeting ourselves and allow the meeting to understand what is actually happening, wasting you an hour in our engagement. We apologize profusely of not being very good leadership, but we will try not to do it again. I'm sure we will actually do better next time. But for now, we think let's actually agree 1st of May, 9 to 11. Minister will be in the committee meeting. You'll be able to actually comment on some of the issues we raise as concern. Programming will remain a big challenge for all of us. Thank you. Then can
I just support the proposal, Chairperson?
Sorry, I just want to say, Andre.
Okay.
Andre, can I just say, I'll just check. I'm checking because I'm making a proposal.
I propose that we support that proposal, Chairperson.
Okay.
Andre,
Honourable members, can I just suggest that let's get Andre, get members, you know, lined up properly. Please don't be lengthy. Yeah. Can I actually just have you your specific response? Please don't go back to arguments. We have heard that. Andre, I'm not sure which are the members that I indicated that they'd like to say something.
Mr. McPherson, Chair, and Ms. Mantash.
Yes.
Mr. McPherson wants to say something, Chair.
Who are the other members?
Mr. McPherson, Ms. Mantash, Ms. Yaku want to comment, Chair.
Yaku, I see I have...
And I've already indicated my support.
Yeah, it was Herman's as well. So, okay, let's get those numbers. Members, can you take just a few seconds, and then let's actually agree on how we proceed. McPherson?
I just want to, again, place for the record that the DA rejects and underline that three times, please. The minister's letter, we do not accept his bona fides. We do not accept the letter, and we reject with the contempt that it deserves. And that must be on the record. So if you wish to place any communication from this meeting, it is not the view of the committee. It is the view of one or other parties, but the DA rejects it in its entirety. We are not satisfied that a meeting is being held on Friday. We are not satisfied by that. That has not been in consultation with us. We are now dancing to the minister's tune. And so we are fitting into his schedule, and he is not fitting into our schedule. And that is completely unacceptable. So we reject that.
Okay. Can I just say let me say the scheduling and programming, I did say it's going to be a program. So I think there's concern raised by McPherson. Who's the next member?
Ms. Mantashe.
Mantashe.
Chairperson. Is noting as well, wanted to speak.
Okay.
Yes. Mantashe.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Hello.
Mantashe.
Chairperson, from the very word go, the president cautioned us not to politicize the problem or the crisis that we are in. And I therefore, Chairperson, support your proposal for the meeting on Friday, 9 to 11. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next member.
Ms. Yaku.
Yaku.
Thank you, I'm not politicizing this matter, but I want to re-emphasize the fact that the economy of South Africa is in crisis and we need to take it seriously. And I'm also re-emphasizing the fact that the chairperson of the Committee of Department of Trade and Industry and Competition needs to take this committee seriously and make sure that each meeting we sits weekly with the minister who's going to take us into confidence as to what is happening. Lastly, I want to say that I reject that the minister said on, and also I reject the fact that as the chairperson, you noted that the minister had sent you a message and you did not cancel the meeting in advance. For us to come here and communicate and talk at length about an apology, for me, is a waste of our time. We could have rescheduled this meeting for another time, and it's not political, but it's actually a waste of our time. Next time we meet, we need to meet and we need to talk about what South Africa is doing in terms of boosting the economy and also helping the small, medium businesses that are trying to make their way in this difficult time. So I don't want us to talk about anything else, but just that. But Thank you. Next time, if you know the minister, Che, if you know the minister is going to stay and cancel a meeting, tell us in advance via email. So that we don't come here and waste our time and communicate with you and talk at length about things that don't make sense. Let us know in advance so we cancel the meeting altogether so that when we come here to talk, we talk about serious issues and we talk about real things that matter. Thank you.
Okay, can we take the next member?
Chair, Mr. Thring.
Mr. Honorable Thring.
Chair, thank you. I think that the ACDP has also expressed their concern and disappointment with how this has actually turned out and the fact that we've had to spend almost 2 hours discussing an apology, in my opinion, is a waste of taxpayers' money. There are certain, and this is not politicizing, Chair. Our economy is on the brink of collapse, and we have to be serious. And we understand that we all have important commitments that we want to keep. But there can be nothing at this particular time more important than the economy. Because if we are not able to get the economy right, then the repercussions in terms of unemployment, starvation, is going to pale in comparison to the COVID-19 crisis that we're currently facing. So I want to again just express the ACDP's extreme disappointment. Unfortunately, the meeting was called around the presentation of the minister, and we were prepared to actually listen to that. Now we are not able to do that, and I think that a message has to be sent that the minister needs to keep to those commitments. I think secondly, Chair, the challenges of interministerial or interdepartmental communication needs to be beefed up. If this meeting was planned in advance, it's important that we ensure that there are no clashes for our meetings. And then lastly, Chair, I think that we are having some challenges going forward with regards to just listening to some of the members. And if we can look at improving in some way our communication so that we're able to hear what the other members are saying. I struggled to hear sometimes what you were saying and even some of the other members. Thank you, Chair.
Andre, is there any other additional
Chair,
member?
Mr. Yes. Brown to sit.
Okay. Can we have the member?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, the agenda for today specifically says briefing by the Minister on government's response to the potential negative impact of the coronavirus pandemic on the economy and the measures considered to mitigate against it. Now, to assert, Chair, that we were not going to be considering the lockdown, the level 4 lockdown regulations is disingenuous at best. So therefore, I unfortunately have to respectfully, strongly disagree with my colleague, Honourable Chai, on that. I agree with Honourable McPherson that we completely reject the letter of apology and that a meeting must be convened as soon as possible to discuss the DCR regulations. Thank you.
Okay. Can we then say that it looks like there's no alternative confirmed date we have? We will actually then, with the support of the Portfolio Committee and the Select Committee, agree that 1st of May, because I don't think it will help in any way to have our meeting without the minister again in any way. 1st of May, 9 to 11, we actually convene as joint committee, allowing the minister to come and talk to us. We will actually, I'm sure, in terms of our engagement and the hour or 2 hours that we might have wasted, that will be information that the minister will be able to have access to, obviously. And when he comes speak to us, it will be covered. Can I conclude then by saying we will reconvene, obviously, a meeting with the minister on the 1st of May, 9 to 11. And therefore, having wasted your time and not actually taken the shortcut of cancellation and having this very important discussion we had today through social media, I think it's actually much better what we have done today, even if it might have been felt that it was time wasted. I think our biggest program will be the scheduling and the programming. So let's meet on the 1st of May at 9, if we can be able to, through our secretariat and management support, to be able to do that. Andre, do you have a comment on that?
Chair, with regard to the application, we'll make an application to the House Chairpersons of to both NA and NCP to have those meetings. Hopefully, we'll have a response from the House Chairperson tomorrow to schedule that particular meeting. The Minister has indicated his availability for the 1st of May, hence, we will submit the application shortly after this, the end of this meeting. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. And if ever can actually make it at the point, because it is earlier at 7, I thought it will be more convenient at 9. So yep. 9 to 11 will be the slot we will actually propose to convene our meeting. Thank you very much. Honorable members, thanks for all your contribution. Where we might have let you down, we apologize profusely. We will actually work harder. We'll try and get better. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Co-chairperson, thanks for your support, and I'm sure we'll be able to actually proceed and be able to actually get all the challenges we have sorted by that time. Can I leave you with the last word, Co-chair? Hi.
Chair, I think we conclude, Chair.
Okay, wonderful. Can we then proceed and with the meeting closed?
Yeah.
To say to everyone, for your support, most appreciated. Thank you, Andre.
Thank you, Chair.
And thank you to all the members. Sure.